Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Followed by Hamish and Andy. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Afternoon, Australia, and welcome to the hump, Carrie Bickmore.
Oh, welcome to the hump indeed.
G'day, Tommy Little.
I see you, baby girl, over there. Your red T-shirt, your stubble.
Stop it, Tommy.
And your pink crop top.
You're not Usher, mate.
Or Drake.
Usher, Drake.
Same.
Again, it makes you sound like such a mum when you get the name wrong.
You're interrupting my Christmas shopping.
I see you, baby girl, doing your Christmas shopping.
I'm trying to find something for my mum.
What are you looking?
I don't know. I'm online, cruising through Maya. Any thoughts?
Hey, have you seen the new range of Tiffany & Co. stuff?
I'm not getting my mum something from Tiffany & Co.
I do want to talk about it, though. And I'd love, just give us a call now, 13 10 60. We're going to talk about it next. But I just want to know, how much have you overpaid for something? Because they've got a new range of stuff and it is like out of this world.
Like jewelry,
expensive.
Like a necklace or something.
I'm talking a tin can.
What?
They're selling
Tiffany
&
Co.
There's a Tiffany & Co. tin can,
what?
Mate. Sterling silver tin can. It's $1,650.
Actually, I remember someone sent me an email the other day about...
What's just happened to your voice? I see you, baby girl, with a croak, with a frog in your throat.
I know, it's going really weird. Oh, I saw something about this online and they've got this a wool ball or something.
Yeah, there's a sterling silver wool ball. This is what I want to talk about. How much have you paid for a piece of junk? Give us a call.
It's not junk. 13 10 60.
We'll talk about it next and take your calls next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, Sia's coming out soon.
Oh, amazing. Very soon. She's got a show. She's not what was making me laugh, though. What was making me laugh is now that I'm all into your Tiffany & Co. homeware.
Yeah.
And this is not a sponsored show. This is just something we've stumbled upon.
Hang on. No, it is a sponsored show, I think. Are we sponsored by Mount Franklin at the moment?
Mitsubishi. The Kickstart Christmas sale.
Great people at Mitsubishi. Yeah. I love their work. Wouldn't buy any other car. But Tiffany & Co. is who we're talking about.
Yeah, well, what I was getting to... I just wish I'd never spoken. was that I discovered you could buy...
it's actually, the weird thing about it is that slip of my tongue has made me want to get in my Mitsubishi and drive away from the studio as quick as I can.
Would. Yeah, take me with you. Apparently, you could buy a first aid box. A silver first aid box for $990.
Is that all it'll cost you from Tiffany & Co.? Isn't that good?
So I'm intrigued because they got the most beautiful jewellery, but I had no idea.
Do they? I just remember those.
In the little box that everyone loves.
Is this another sponsor I'm going to? I just remember those lock things, but they were like $350. I remember.
Doesn't mean they're not beautiful. They really love this stuff, right? It's a high-end product.
It's a high-end product. Mate, I'm looking at a gold crazy straw, and that's what they call it.
A gold crazy straw. A straw?
Yeah. Guess how much that is? $350.
Show it to me. Well, it's not just a straw. It's one of those like...
If you say it's a gold crazy straw.
No, when you're a kid and you have those crazy straws that like wind around, it's that in gold. It is a gold straw.
Yes, I know. But I'm saying...
But it's a piece. It's a centrepiece. You'd put in the middle of a table at home.
You'd put a crazy straw in the centre of a table at home.
Well, I'm assuming that's what... Like the first aid box, I'm not putting my Band-Aids in it.
What are you putting in it then?
I think it's just a quirky little thing to have for people to play with when they're reading my coffee table.
Mate, if I've spent $950 on something, no one is playing with it. There's no way I'm going, let your kids play with that.
Not the kids. Like,
what?
Hipster people.
Full-grown
cool
adults.
People.
What a great party. Hey, come round, play with my first aid box.
Anyway,
fun.
You want to hear from people that have spent a ridiculous amount of money on something that they shouldn't have.
Way too much. Taylor, talk to me.
She's in your Mitsubishi driving away too.
Taylor's had enough. Taylor, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Taylor, what have you spent way too much on?
Well, I went to Dubai and we stayed at Atlantis. And I'm not sure how much dirhams it was, but it translated to $60 for a tiny little bottle of sunscreen.
No, to get it, I'm going to need it in dirhams as well. Sorry, Taylor.
60.
A lot of dirhams.
What?
$60.
$60. And my mum bought me like the Coles jumbo pack. And I was like, no, mum, that's so embarrassing. I can't take that on a flight. And then as soon as I got off the plane, I was like, oh my God, it's like 50 degrees out here. I need sunscreen. And it was 60. It was the most expensive thing I bought the whole like holiday.
Please tell me though, you didn't go back to your mum and say I should have listened to you or anything.
No. I didn't even tell her. I was like, yeah, your sunscreen was great.
Tell you what, I was going to say, what were you? You sound very young. What were you doing in Dubai?
I'm old. I'm 25.
You forget you're speaking to like grandparents here.
Sorry, Taylor. Good luck packing up the walking frames.
I don't wear a bandana to Drake. I do wear more clothes, so it's okay.
Well done. Hey, I can get a ruler. $740.
Hey,
I can get a ruler.
How good.
It's a silver ruler.
It's silver.
Yes.
For $750. You
Amazing.
Don't even get gold.
Ollie can take it to school.
Hey, should we
go down well?
My $750.
Where's the ruler? I've lost it. You've what?
You've what? I haven't even finished paying that off. Hey, let's go to Matthew. Matt, what did you spend way too much money on?
Matthew, are you there?
What's happening today?
Oh, I don't know. Matthew, please be there.
Have we got him?
No, Matthew.
Let's go to Melissa
Matthew's
while we're trying
yet.
To get Matthew.
I don't know.
Oh, no, Melissa can't get off hands-free. This is going well.
You know, we do have Matthew
ironically,
here,
ironically, that we started with Mitsubishi and it's ended in a car crash. Have we got Matthew?
Anybody.
Anybody. What a desperate call on radio. Anybody. Hey, Buzz, I see you, baby girl. Maybe you should get us into a song, baby girl.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, now, we got off to the smoothest of starts. We had callers lined up. We wanted to talk about what have you overpaid money for. And we wanted to get to Matt. Matt, you great man, talk to us.
Hello.
Oh, Matt.
Oh, Matthew, thank God you were there.
I was about to leave.
I was about to cry and leave. Matt, what did you pay way too much for?
A pair of shoes.
I mean, what shoes are we talking?
Okay, so I can kind of justify it. Mm-hmm. They're 150 in the world. They're made by Adidas, but they're in like partnership with Pharrell Williams.
Oh, ooh, no. This is yes. so expensive.
That sounds cool.
Talk us through the colour scheme and how they look.
Okay, so they've got a white sole on them with like a maroni sock knit stitching on the top of them with Chinese writing. Hmm. On the left shoe, it's got friends in Chinese writing, and in the right shoe, it's got family.
And how much did you spend on these shoes?
$17,000.
Pardon?
What? Oh,
what? What?
Yeah.
Hey, Matt.
What?
Matthew.
Is that why you can't pay your phone bills? We can't speak to you. $17,000.
Yeah, $17,000.
Oh my god,
Matthew. You know how you reckon it says friends in Chinese and family in Chinese? Do you reckon there's any chance that it says, can you believe how much this bloke paid for these shoes?
Basically, it just says I'm a sucker.
You're so young. How'd you get that money?
Hard work and determination.
No. Good man. On you.
Well,
do you regret it or are you happy with the purchase?
Oh, mate, love it. So, and I love it that they don't scream expensive shoe, but a shoe connoisseur, if they saw them, would be like, yeah, that's cool.
I love that because most people that spend that much money on anything want it to scream. It's cost me a lot of money.
Let's do this.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
All right. Well, I'm glad we got to Matthew because that was a corker of a story. Now I want to tell you a couple of bits of news. Chrissy Teigen and legend John Legend, the singer, are having a second bub. She posted a pregnancy video on her Instagram account, which is very cute, featuring her 18-month-old little daughter, Luna, playing with her stomach.
Luna, what's in here?
Baby.
She also helpfully captioned the video, "It's John's," just before any possible rumours that weren't there start. The other bit of news I wanted to bring you was we've been saying for a while, you've been talking the last 2 days about Drake going, "I see you, baby, why are you crying?
I see you, baby girl."
Because that's what he was doing, interacting with the guys in his audience. Yeah. Jay-Z's been doing a bit of interaction as well at a recent concert with a 9-year-old fan. And it was really cool. He started telling her that she could be anything she wanted to be.
You could be anything that you want to be in the world. Okay? And I'm going to tell you something. At this very moment, America is way more sexist than they are racist. Are you, young lady... You got the potential to be the next president of the United States. You believe that?
I tell you what. Hip-hop's changed, hasn't
Isn't it?
Isn't it? Remember when it was F the police?
Yeah.
And now it's...
You can be president.
Now it's... See you there, baby girl?
Yeah.
You can be president.
And this last story, well, a debate has taken over the internet again. I think you should bring us this one because you've been enamoured with this story all day today.
I just don't know the answer and I've never thought of it before.
Yeah.
Two holes, one straw is what it's called.
Is this a video I should be watching? No.
Well, it's just a debate that started between friends over whether a straw has two holes or one hole.
In a straw, you jump in one hole. Not two, one hole.
If you jump in a straw, you're going to jump in the top, which is one hole, and you fall out the hole at the bottom, you're going to keep going.
Two different sizes.
You just fell through two holes.
No, that's one big hole through the whole thing. The camera
you just made two holes. No, you just made two holes.
One hole. Two different sizes of one hole.
But then great debate.
It is a great debate because then they start going through other things because it is one hole that just goes through it. But then they're like, there's a vase, and they go, that's one hole. Right, but then if you put a hole in the other side.
The vase. So, what's a vase? What are you talking about?
What do you mean, what's a vase?
Sorry, the vase, just a vase.
Like just a normal vase.
Why then is a straw in a vase?
No, because then they're trying to talk about how many holes a vase has.
Oh, just
and they're
one.
Like, that has one.
Yeah.
And so then if you put a hole through another, you've made another hole, so therefore that's two holes.
Oh.
And then the guy's like, no, but if you can go through it,
yeah,
it's
he's
only
right.
one
if
hole.
If you jumped in the top hole, you're only going down one hole.
Right, but so it's like if you jump in a manhole, right, that's one hole, but then if you just extend that level of concrete down, it's kind of like a straw, you've still only jumped down one hole.
Right, are we talking about the gold crazy straw or just a normal straw?
If you jump in the gold crazy straw, you've got too much money to care for such small matters as these.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hi, Gary Megan here. If you know me, then you know that I love everything about food, and now I'm sharing that love with my podcast series, A Plate to Call Home. Listen now on Podcast One as I speak to fascinating people about the innovative things that they're doing in food and, of course, share their stories. If you're into food, you'll love my podcast, A Plate to Call Home. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I'm salivating.
Are you?
Yes. Not only because of the book that I have in front of me, but because of the great man that has joined us in the studio.
I'm like a big fat puffy plavlova.
Mr. Matt Preston. Now, you've brought us more peculiar gifts.
Well, you know, I like to bring gifts, and there were four gigantic boxes of Kleenex tissues in the foyer here at Bickmore Towers.
Oh, that means you don't like to bring gifts. You like to pinch things on the way.
But I want to know why you need that many Kleenex tissues in your office. Is it
your Tommy gets pretty emotional during this show.
And that's why I brought the mix. I've seen him. I've seen you're going to be drooling over the pictures in that book. And Tommy's going to be crying over the pathetic stories I'm going to tell.
He could have bought some food.
you know, it's tricky bringing savoury food.
No, it's not. No, bring food and we'll eat it, mate. It's pretty simple.
Especially
some of the food in this book, which looks amazing. Something in here I've never tried before. You know, I've worked out, I've never had meatloaf before. There is a tandoori chicken meatloaf. And I also thought meatloaf was a mince-based thing, not a chicken thing. So well, I've learned a lot.
You can make it with anything. Meatloaf is one of the things that divides my household. The woman I love won't eat it. She thinks it's disgraceful and leaden, which is what a bad leaf meatloaf is like.
I think leaden.
Leaden.
This is why I couldn't be a food critic. I don't even know what leaden is.
It just means heavy, mate.
Oh,
it's all heavy, cumbersome.
I can be leaden from time to time.
I've seen you be leaden more than once.
Talk about being leaden. The last time we partied together, you introduced me.
You mean when we went out for a thoroughly responsible night of gentlemen's entertainment?
Well, that made it sound worse than it actually was.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah. We were actually just at a bar.
You're at the strip club.
No. We're far too vanilla for that.
Well, yeah, we are, actually. But we're at a bar, and you introduced me to a new drink, but I was trying to explain it to Carrie, and I thought maybe I'd got it wrong.
No.
Explain to the people what you introduced to me.
Okay, basically what you do is you buy a 2-litre bottle of classic Coca-Cola, you pour half of it away, and then you get really terrible red wine, and you pour that into the Coca-Cola. And it's like an early precursor to Red Bull and vodka. And it's actually, this drink now is known around the world. The best name for it is in Chile, where it's called the Black-Headed Vulture.
Oh.
Which is, I think that's kind of cool.
It's Red Bull and Vulture. Red Bull and vodka. Like, vodka doesn't taste like anything. Yeah. Red wine and Coke are the two strongest flavours and smack together.
But this is the weird thing. The weird thing is the overly sweetness of the Coca-Cola balances out that kind of horrid acidity of really cheap red wine. So the two go together.
That's about half a glass of Coke.
You're just mixing two things together.
This is Carrie's first try of the black-headed vulture?
Yeah, the Kalimokto.
Okay. The Kalimokto.
Okay, that's not a thing.
That's not a thing.
That's not. I can taste is it's like fizzy red wine.
No. How do you really think that's bad?
Yeah, I don't think it's amazing. Oh, it's just nothing.
Oh, I don't think you know how to live.
No.
Clearly,
that's
I don't.
No, we'll have Carrie mocktails over here.
You are a little bit. You are a little bit more sophisticated than Tommy than me. It has to be said.
Mm. Well, not really. I get people tell me all the time that my wine is too basic when they come to my house.
With everything about mixing, whether you've got a drink with food, it's about choosing the right food, Kerry, to go with that.
Would that go with meatloaf?
No, I mean, that would go beautifully with meatloaf. It'd go really well with. I tell you what, they go really well with. It would go really well with sweet and sour pork meatballs.
Well, we did.
Oh,
we on the day we had it as well. We found it went really well with jugs of beer.
and an early taxi call.
Yes, we do want to celebrate your book. It is called Yummy, Easy, Quick. Oh. So we thought we'd play a game with you. Matt, if you don't mind indulging us in the first ever version of
Yummy, Easy, Quick with Matt Preston.
Now, how it works is we give you three males' names.
And I have to match which one is yummy, which one is easy, which one is quick.
Oh, you've done this before.
Genius. No, genius. No one's done this before. And yet I sat there. When I came up with the name with my 12-year-old daughter, she said, you know what'll be great? Is on radio, someone's going to make you go yummy, easy, and quick.
It's like that game, Kiss, Kill, and something.
Marry.
Yeah. Kiss, Kill, Marry. Okay.
I think we don't do the kill anymore. I think it's.
No, we don't.
I think, okay. It's, I think it's kiss, marry, and avoid, isn't okay. it now?
and keep your hands to yourself. Exactly. And be respectful about any decisions right. you choose to make right. towards others.
Exactly right. Well done.
All right. First name, yummy, easy, quick, Usain Bolt.
Oh, quick.
I would have gone easy, but sure.
Hey, I would have gone yummy.
Wow. Okay, you realise, though, if you remove name, that you've removed quick now, so it means all you've got left is yummy or easy for George Columbaris.
Well, thank God I didn't say quick, because he'd be very insulted by that. So it's good I removed it. It has to be George, and I'll tell you why, because when we started doing MasterChef, the word yummy was banned by me and Gary, because George kept using it. And there were certain words we banned from the lexicon of what we said. So yummy was one, journey was another one, colonel was another one. Oh. The kind of words we were overusing, and so it'd have to be George for yummy.
Okay, so we got Usain Bolt quick, we've got George Columbaris yummy, that means Tommy Little.
This game is strangely accurate.
Isn't it?
How well did that work?
Easy. Tommy Little, you are Tommy. Easy.
And there's not a word of a
laugh. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy right across the country.
New Mount Franklin sparkling water in a can. Crack open one today.
Feeling flat this summer?
Sparkle up your life with Carrie and Tommy.
If you want Carrie Tom to sparkle up your life, you've only got a couple of days to do so. Register at hit.com.au.
You just got to tell us why you're feeling flat. Like, yep. I'm feeling flat today because I've got a cold. Sunny day, I should be out enjoying it, but I'm stuffed up. We want you to tell us what you're missing out on this summer. You can't afford it, or you can't get the time off work.
Yep.
There's issues. You can't be part of the fun.
And we're here to help. Andrew from Perth joins us on the phone. G'day, Andrew.
Hello. How you doing?
Good. You might be slightly confused because you didn't actually get in touch with us. Your partner, your gorgeous partner, Evan, got in touch with us, and he mentioned that when you guys went to Sydney, you tried to climb the Harbour Bridge and you became a bit undone because you had food poisoning. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Ooh, we all know that. Ooh, yeah. That's ooh.
That's I'm just clench, having, clench, clench.
Yeah, that's PTSD to the moment you thought you were going to explode from everywhere. Because
oh, how disappointing, because you've been New Year's Eve up on the top of the bridge. That would be the best place to possibly be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what
are we going to do to fix this?
Oh, because what can we do? I think that we might, Andrew, send you and Evan up the bridge, 2 Twilight or Night tickets for the Bridge Climb Sydney while you are there for New Year's Eve. We're also going to throw in a $500 dining voucher so you can go and try and have a beautiful dinner without food poisoning, okay?
Yeah, no dodgy kebabs this time.
No dodgy kebabs.
Although $500 is quite a bit, don't drink too much either.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you. That's going to make this trip even better.
And I reckon do the climb before you eat.
Do the climb before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing but Wheat Bix for a couple of days beforehand. Good on you, Andrew. Have the greatest time.
Oh, thank you so much, guys.
There we go.
Thank you so much.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
All right, here's the thing.
Okay.
It's spring.
Spring has sprung.
But
it's always summer.
I'm not feeling the benefits of spring at the moment. My love life is pretty barren at the moment, yeah. But I
it
think...
It explains your mood. My cold explains my mood,
yeah.
Your lack of...
Yeah, how are you, Tommy? Still got nothing! Not good! I think my luck is about to change.
Oh.
Because I've had some dubious, approaches before. I mentioned the lunging to you the other day.
Hold on, dubious approaches, women picking. Oh, no, you've dubious just, techniques to try and pick up.
Or just in terms of to try and get some attention.
Yes, because you told me earlier in the week you've started this new thing where you'll just lunge, literally lunge like you'd be at the gym. Yes. Not lunge as in like not with a knife lunge.
No, no, no.
Just
no.
Do lunges.
And not at them, just do lunges so they look at me.
Yeah, but then you had no theory for what happens up, no method for once they look at you.
In my mind, the next move is going to be they'll walk over to me and go, "What are you lunging for, you raging hottie?"
And then you chat.
And then we chat. That hasn't happened yet.
No.
But
they just think, why is this weird man lunging in the middle of a concert?
Well, they haven't vocalised that either.
Where else have you been lunging? You did it at Drake?
I did it at a bar at a party the other week.
So weird.
Yeah.
Let's drop that.
Okay.
That's not going to work
so,
for you.
I think I might have come across the best opening line on dating apps of all time.
Yeah.
And I did just mention it then. My fear is, I don't know if it's too much or just the perfect amount of pepper.
Okay.
Right? It's, give me a name.
Marie.
Impro skills 101, I'm killing it here. Okay, well, we're going to go with we're going with
I was about
no,
to say, you've accepted, I was about to say Mary, right? And then I thought, I could have come up with a more interesting name than that. And then I thought, no, I like Mary. And that all of that was happening while I went,
Well, I'm going to have to take your first
say
answer.
Say Mary.
So I come across profile, and I think, is a hot. Okay, Mary.
Mary.
And I think, geez, this is the youngest Mary I've seen in a while.
See, this is why all of that went through my head.
Anyway, so I go, Mary's a bit of all right.
Yeah.
And so I like Mary.
Yeah.
And then Mary likes me as well. We have a little bit of banter. Well, we get to chat.
Yeah.
Right? My opening line is this. Mary, you raging hottie, !! How are you?
Cute.
You think?
I like.
Great. Okay.
I like it like that. I don't like it when you're lunging, like you said before, but I like it like that.
The lunging does make it sound aggressive. And it's actually not. It's the least aggressive thing of all time.
I think Mary, you're raging hot is cute. What's your problem?
No, there's no problem. I've just voiced this before. Our producer, Caitlin, I said, what do you think of this at opening line? And she goes, it's horrible.
It is definitely very horrible.
What's wrong with
it's just
Mary,
too, like,
you're raging hottie?
It's a bit like... of a bravado, like, oh, you're hottie, instead of like, hi,
oh,
how
you think
are
it's
you?
A bit
See,
yelled
I thought
from
it was quite
you.
Cute. It wasn't like...
Yeah.
I found it like, hey, you're raging hottie.
Yeah, well, this is what I think, right? And also, it's complimentary.
It is.
Yeah, I'd love if it was the other way. If some strange lady named Mary was lunging in a bar and then shouted at me,
Tommy,
you're raging hottie, I'd be like, finally, the lunges worked.
All right, well, let's ask the people.
131060, Buzz...
To shave or not to shave?
To poo or not to poo?
To
open with the line, you're raging hottie.
Or not to.
Open with the line, you're raging hottie. Give us
All right,
a call
call
now.
Call us, 131060.
We'll take your calls next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, you're looking at a single man, but not for long, because I reckon I have just uncovered the best opening line ever on dating apps.
Which is, hey, Mary.
Mary, you're raging hottie, !! How
Can
are you?
Can you say you're raging hottie is your opening line? We go on the phones. Yeah. Mel, how would you respond to that opening line?
Mel, you're raging hottie. What do you reckon of that as an opening line?
Tommy, you can lunge me any day.
Oh,
hey.
Wow.
I love you, Mel. That is fantastic. I mean,
that's all that you need, really. We don't even need to go the rest of the calls.
Well, I'm done. I mean, it's really done. Simone, you're raging hottie. Simone, yes or no?
Oh, gosh, that is so vile. No.
Oh.
So much no.
Okay.
Sorry, Simone, you're breaking up. You must be driving through a lift. Oh, God.
She prefers the lunge. Jesse, what do you reckon about, hey, Jesse, you're raging hottie?
Oh, if Tommy said that to me on one of the dating apps, I'd respond for sure.
What about the way I said it? I thought it was pretty good.
She think, who's this woman with the head cold?
He's a 14-year-old boy trying to pick me up on Tinder.
Who's this snotty young boy talking to me? Okay, so at the moment we've got two yeses and a no. Let's go to Angelo. Ooh, Angelo sounds suave. I think I'm going to trust the opinion of an Angelo. Angelo, you're raging hottie, yes or no?
No, absolutely not, mate. Say hello, how are you? I'm asking for a dance, but don't come off sleazy, man. What's going on?
Asking for a dance on a dating app, that's an interesting move.
I would have thought that would come off more sleazy.
I reckon Angelo likes a lunge.
But Angelo, you don't think, how are you? That's not interesting enough, right?
Oh, okay, mate. Maybe I'm living in the dark ages.
Okay. No. We valued you. We asked for your opinion, Angela. So far, we've got two no's and two yeses. Let's go to Jody. Jody, a raging hottie. You could be the decider here. Jody, is it a yes or a no?
Yes, for sure.
I'm in. Yes.
And we've still got Mel on hold for the break. You guys can chat and catch up, and the rest is history.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I mean, I am. A straight up LTD in here. I don't think I've been so up and about in such a long time. Look at this. This is Swipe City over here.
So if you just joined us, Tommy's trying out a new way to pick up where he starts. His opening line is, hey,
hang on.
No,
I have to just pick you up on the language. Trying a new way to pick up. You make it sound so sleazy.
That's exactly what's happening.
I'm soulmate searching, mate.
Okay, whatever. What success have you just had during Pink? Pink would be a raging hottie. You could say that to her. What success did you have during that song?
Well, I've been trying to find someone called Mary on the dating apps. My age does only go up to 50, so I haven't found any just yet. But I did find one gorgeous lady, and I messaged her and I said, I won't say her name, you're raging hottie, how are you? And she wrote back, I'm fantastic, you gorgeous male specimen, and then a laughy face, how are you?
Oh, well.
And now I'm getting...
What are you going to go with next? Once you start with something so strong, what's your next line?
I don't know. I thought I'd just add more exclamation marks. Or just look up synonyms for raging and hottie.
Well, good luck with that. Let us know how you go tomorrow.
Hey, mate, I'll be sitting in exactly the same place. I won't move here. You're going to do a show and go home.
Yeah, Matt Preston's on tonight. Thanks for joining us on our show. And we'll see you all tomorrow.
Hey, Miss Andy, you're next. See ya.
The Carrie and Tommy Catch-Up Podcast is ready to download now from the Hit Network app.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram @CarrieTommyShow.